The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Hart Menders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Hart Menders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We've had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He is healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals go up to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and so happy to have as my guest again today, Donna Edwards. She and her husband, Ed, have Living Well Ministries. We minister to marriages and families. She and I work together. She's kind of the head honcho, I think, of Marriage Network Oklahoma.
We prefer to call it the coordinator.
Oh, coordinator. Okay. That's probably a little more dignified. Yeah. She was with Scope Ministries for 12 years and is a seasoned counselor. You can reach her at Living Well or see her website at www.livingwellokc.org. Or you can contact Marriage Network Oklahoma. Their website is www.marriagenetworkok.net. And we have a lot of resources there.
Yes.
For your information, that would be a great help to you if you're seeking help individually or if you're a pastor wanting to strengthen the marriage and family ministry in your church, or just all kinds of resources there.
Yeah, we have links to other websites. We have articles. We have books we recommend and advice for people with troubled marriages, premarital, marriage enrichment, all those kinds of things.
Right.
So it's got a wealth of resources
there.
That's
wonderful. You were mentioning the purpose of marriage earlier, and a book that my son and daughter-in-law got a hold of, called Sacred Marriage.
Yes. That's exactly what was on my mind.
Yeah, I have subtitle about that. Marriage is not about making you happy, but making you holy.
Yeah, it says, what if God designed marriage to make us holy instead of happy?
Right.
And I think that's a concept that no one thinks about
anymore. And the church should.
Yes. But, you know, in fact, I was just listening to Gary Thomas, the author, has also written a book called Sacred Influence, about the influence a wife can have on her husband. When that Sacred Marriage book came out, I was so excited because really it's the only book I have found of all the Christian books on marriage that approaches it from that viewpoint about how marriage is a refining process in our life.
Yes.
And I heard someone say years ago that our closest relationships are what make us like Christ.
Exactly.
Now, in marriage, that should be your spouse. But, you know, it's not the good parts of that that make us like Christ, usually.
No, it isn't.
It's the hard parts.
Right.
And that's because we have to learn how to depend on Him and seek Him in those hard parts. And the more we seek Him, the more we know Him, the more we depend on Him, the more we become like Him.
Right. Mike Phillips, who they have a ministry, they used to call it Marriage Ministries International, I think, but they've changed the name to One Something 111. Anyway, I don't remember the new name. But I remember hearing him say, marriage will bring every one of your pieces of junk to the surface.
Oh, yeah.
But it's to be the safe place where you can be healed.
Right.
And I was very impressed by that, that in a covenant, there should not have options of a way out. You should look at it as something that you use to your benefit. Mm-hmm. That you've got to work it through. You can't deny it. You can't walk away from it.
Right.
You have to be a blessing to the other one as they work out their stuff, and they get to be a blessing to you as you work yours.
Right.
And you bless each other as you work together on common issues.
Right. And there's nothing that will make a spouse more irritated than if they're mad at you and you do something nice for them.
Isn't that true?
Because then they can't blame it on you.
Right.
You know, when I see couples that get antagonistic, and of course often I just see the wife, she'll come in by herself, and I'll tell her, I said, you know, if he gets angry and then you get angry back, then he feels justified. But if you will be kind and loving back, then you give God room to work in him about his anger, because he can't blame it on you then.
Right, right.
Because you have had the godly response in that relationship.
Right.
And again, that goes back to, what does it look like for Christ in the church? You know, that's what Christ has done for us over
right.
and over and over. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us.
Amen. And Christianity is not about what goes on Sunday. It's about what happens on Monday morning,
right.
Tuesday morning, and all through the week. We have to apply the character of Christ to everything. And, of course, we see immediately in the garden, immediately they began to blame shift.
Right. First thing, you know, as soon as sin entered, what was the first thing they did? They hid. And, you know, that was their sense of shame.
Yes.
And that was the first emotion. And then when God asked Adam, you know, why were you hiding? He said, I was afraid. And so that was the second emotion, is that fear. Not a healthy awe and respect of God, that kind of fear, but being afraid of God. And that isn't ever what he intended.
No.
And that's how the fall with sin in our life has distorted our relationship with God and with others.
That's true.
Is, you know, if you look at most negative behaviors and negative emotion patterns, they're based in shame or fear.
That's right. That's exactly right. We had a couple of guests late last year. We had Craig Hill from Colorado, who has Family Foundations. He has a wonderful teaching on shame, which we pursued. And we also had Dr. Paul Hegstrom, who wrote the recovery program for Columbine, who has wonderful stuff on anger management and anger healing, actually. So it's just, he's a recovered abusive father and husband and restored his family after that, which is just a marvelous testimony that he went on to work out that in to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So all of these issues that we think are our personal ones and that there's no answer for, neither one of those things are true.
Right.
They're universal traps of the enemy that Jesus has an answer for.
Right.
And if we just help people know that they can turn to the Lord, he's not someone to be afraid of. He's going to be the healer. And the one who delivers you from those things, not the one who condemns you.
In fact, if you study the Gospels, if you'll look at, I did this one time when I was reading through the Gospels, I looked at how Jesus interacted with people. And you'll see many instances of the, as soon as they recognize who he is, they fall down there and they're out of fear. And the first thing he says to them is, be not afraid.
Right.
And he does not want us to approach him or feel towards him that we have to be afraid.
Right.
and that he does want to be that healer in our life, and he does want to be the one that we can say that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Right. That's so true.
You know, I was someone I was just talking to yesterday, and her, she's in a bad situation in her marriage, but has grown tremendously in the Lord, but has this sense of guilt in her life that she's, you know, had there for a long time that we're dealing with. But that's where the enemy attacks her, is that it's her fault and that she should have been different. She, you know, has to have this self-condemnation kind of idea. And we talked about just reading through Romans 8 over and over and over. There is no condemnation in Christ. It starts out. And it ends with, nothing can separate you from the love
yes.
of Christ.
I know every time I read through Romans, I've got to park there for a while.
Right.
Get that more down in my spirit, because we don't get it with just a read through.
No.
We have to meditate those.
Well, Romans 8 probably is my favorite chapter in the whole Bible. And, you know, it's the most healing chapter there is, and directive. You know, it talks about living in the Spirit.
Right.
And I think that's one of the keys to understanding.
It is a wonderful, wonderful chapter. I think I would have to say my favorite is Ephesians 1.
Yeah, well, that's good too.
But it'd be hard. It's a good thing we don't have to pick.
Right, right. But, you know, again, it goes back to, what is God's intent for marriage?
Right.
And what does he want it to be like? And what does it mean for it to be like Christ in the church? And if he said that he wants that to be the picture, that is something that everyone at every level of culture, of society, here or around the world, over any time period, they all know what marriage is.
That's right.
If Christians would live out our marriages like Christ in the church, that would speak volumes.
It would.
To our culture.
It certainly would.
But what is happening so much now is that we abandon marriage because it gets too hard, or we get bitter or angry or resentful. And so what do outsiders think about Christ in the church?
Thinks it doesn't work. Well, we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Donna Edwards, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Heart Menders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to Heart Menders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Donna Edwards. And we're having a good time talking about marriage and family and the dynamics that make that work. Donna, what is to you the primary dynamic that helps relationships get healed?
Well, to me, it's forgiveness. And I believe that that's the biggest issue between human relationships.
I would totally agree with that.
And I think God showed us that through his forgiveness of our sin, through the redemption through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, that's what makes Christianity unique of all faiths, is that we are the only one who has forgiveness of sin based on what someone else did rather than what we did.
Right.
And I believe it's because of his forgiveness of us that we are able to forgive others. I don't think we have the capacity to do that on ourselves.
No, we don't.
It's only through the Holy Spirit living in us that we can do that. Ephesians 4:32 has always been, in the marriage relationship especially, been one of my favorite verses. And I always say, if people could just learn Ephesians 4:29 and 32, they'd have 90% of their communication problems solved. But 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us. You know, God's not saying forgive each other because they deserve it, forgive each other because you can, or because you have something in you on your own that can do that. He's saying because Christ has forgiven you and lives in you, forgive them. And I just have seen over and over what a huge issue that is.
Yes.
And unforgiveness, though, brings about bitterness, resentment, and really can end up in depression. We have an illustration or a word picture that we use in regards to forgiveness that we heard somewhere one time. It wasn't original with us, but that unforgiveness is like swallowing poison and waiting for the other person to die.
Yes, I've heard that, and Lewis used to quote that all the time. That is so true.
It is.
We ruin our own lives by holding on to the negative emotions of all kinds, but especially unforgiveness.
Yeah, it just becomes poison in us. But you see, God said that He has completely forgiven everything in our life. When we receive Christ as our Lord and our Savior and His redemption, He wiped the slate clean.
Right. No, I thought it was just wonderful news that I was a new creature in Christ when I got born again. And from 2 Corinthians 5, but just a few verses down, it says, because God quit imputing sin to us.
Right.
Then my husband got saved.
Yeah.
And he was a new creature in Christ. And I couldn't look at him, think of him, treat him the same way anymore because he was someone else. I could not any longer impute his sins to him.
Right.
If I was going to be obedient to the biblical directive. And because I somehow understood that from the get-go, I just began to go to God all the time for help me with this. Mm-hmm. I've got to act differently. I've got to think differently. Mm-hmm. I've got to respond differently. Mm-hmm. Change the whole dynamic of our relationship. I wasn't waiting for Him to change.
Right.
I had to initiate the change in my own heart, which God, of course, had already begun because He'd begun softening me before Lewis came to the Lord. But still, I always tell ladies who say, but He, you know, I say, it's wonderful that the ball's in your court because you can do something. With you and God, you can just get a lot of stuff. Change the dynamic of your whole relationship will change if you change.
Right.
And you don't have to wait on anybody.
Right. And you know, when women come by themselves to see me, I hear that, I mean, invariably I hear, why am I the one that's having to do it all? That's because you're the one sitting here.
Yeah.
He's not sitting here.
Yeah.
And the one thing that you have control over is your response. And you can't change him, and you can't control him, but you can control your response.
Exactly.
And your response can make all of the difference. But for it to be a godly response, it has to come from God. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do the right thing whether you feel it or not. You know, I'm all in favor of doing it whether you feel it or not. And people say, well, that's insincere. I said, well, it's kind of like when I asked my kids when they were young if they didn't empty the dishwasher when I told them to, why didn't you do that? And they would say, because I didn't feel like it. I would say that's irrelevant to the issue.
Yes.
Said, you do that whether you feel like it or not. There are lots of things in life we do whether we feel like
it
or not.
Exactly.
You know, when you were a kid in school, your mother didn't let you decide whether to go to school that day, whether you felt like going or not. You went. And so there are some things we do because we know it's the right thing to do whether we feel like it or not. But God will bring our heart around.
He will.
If we allow Him to, and we're open to that.
Right.
And He can restore love to our heart, even after we think it's dead.
Yes. Because He will help us open our hearts back up, because what we think is gone, we just close the door to.
Right.
Because He can always bring that back, and does. I'm living proof of that because that happened in our marriage.
Well, in so many couples, they become focused on what is happening that's wrong or they don't like, and focusing everything on that to the exclusion of everything good that may be there.
Right. And there is always so much good there. Just you have to, all you have to do is remember back before you got married. You could see all this good stuff and none of the bad stuff.
Right.
But all the good stuff is still there.
Yeah.
And the Lord has never lost sight of all the good stuff that He's planted in each one of us. And we would like to see marriage be a place where that can come to fruit,
right,
and to bloom and to reproduce in the children.
Yes.
Rather than just majoring on the faults.
Right.
And so many times people, after the ring is on the finger, they start looking at all the faults.
Mm-hmm.
Donna's ministry, Living Well, as well as HeartMenders, wants to help you live more successfully. All of us desire whole, healthy marriages, and the answer is responding according to the ways of the Lord. HeartMenders CDs on How to Love Your Husband is our all-time bestseller. It will help you recognize purpose in your life. And I did this for women, and I can't tell you how many women have said to me, that changed my life and my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We will add our book, Marriage is a Gift, and make these available for $35 by mail. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And we take Visa and MasterCard. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners join us in our passion to help heal a broken world. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. HeartMenders' website is www.heartmenders.org, and Living Well is www.livingwellokc.org. Marriage Network Oklahoma, which has lots of resources, is marriagenetworkok.net. If you want to access those websites, which is a great blessing to you. Donna, I want to thank you for being with us these 2 weeks. We've had a wonderful time, and I want to close praying for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I just bless those who have listened to us this morning. I just thank you for their hearts being opened. I thank you that they have received from your word truth that will impact them and their family for generations. Father, I thank you that as each one takes in and registers the truth of your word, that it changes them, changes their heart, brings them to a new appreciation of you, of what you have done for us, what Jesus did on the cross, what he wants to do in transforming our lives and bringing into us into a place of joy and fruitfulness, healthy relationships, excellent marriages, to where we truly can see a glimpse of Christ in the church in our marriage relationships. And Lord, in this month where love and marriage is emphasized, we just thank you for work that you're doing in the hearts of many people, and that we will see many couples go to a new level this month. There's lots of activities going on, lots of things available, but that they would, when they read that Valentine, they would know that that's from the heart, not only of their spouse, but the heart of the Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for your blessing flowing forth to all our listeners. Thank you for being with us this morning. Donna and I were glad to be with you on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of your healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promise of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and I will see you next week. A blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.